final score, 31-22 on Friday night, the Eagles preseason opener. We're here to talk about it now with Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, and, of course, the analyst for the Eagles Television Network preseason broadcast. And, Brian, a lot of good things, some not-so-good things. You always come out of your first preseason game with a lot of areas to correct. What are the top three areas you want to correct?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, defensively, obviously, you got to tighten up the whole thing. I mean, you know, the gashes, the big runs that they gave up. Big runs should never happen in the NFL. I mean, whether it's pursuit, right angles, wrapping up. And they had three really big runs. Obviously, the opening play of the game, 62 yards. So, I mean, that'd be the first thing. Then secondly, you know, I mean, you can't play football on the ground. I just saw a lot of guys on the ground. And so there's never a good football player that's on the ground. I mean, you got to protect your legs. But so that'd be an issue right there. And I just think I would never be happy, ever, with a first game performance if I was a head coach. I would always find every single detail to hammer home. Because I said in the broadcast that the first preseason game is really just an interruption in preseason, you know, practice and getting the mind set for the season. And so that's all Friday night was. I mean, it's an exhibition. Look, you throw a touchdown pass to DeSean Jackson with great protection, good pickup block by Chris Polk, perfect throw laying out by DeSean. I mean, those are the kind of things you just love to see.
What do you think the mindset is here now? You come back from a first preseason game. You finally have something to watch on tape against another team. Is there more urgency generally after that first game?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I always think there should be. I mean, I just think like this is a time to point out every single detail and hammer it home. You know, and so it doesn't have to be the most negative thing. But, I mean, if I was a player coming into today after a day off, I'd be uncomfortable. I'd literally would, you know, sitting there watching the film, I'd have my fingernails just, like, gripping it underneath the desk, taking my notes and listening to the instruction here. I mean, I wouldn't be comfortable at all. If I was anybody, I'd be, you know, all these things are peer pressure is a great teacher, a great motivator. And nobody wants to see, you know, somebody show somebody something that's not less than perfect.
Brian, first game, who kind of jumped out, maybe helped their cause a bit making this roster?
Well, I mean, I a couple guys. I thought Jake Knott was really active. You know, he's a linebacker from Iowa State. Wasn't drafted, surprisingly, because he was a very good player in the Big 12 for 4 years. So I thought Jake Knott, you know, kind of got people's attention. I thought Vinnie Curry, a guy that a lot of people think maybe caught in the transition here. What's his role? What's his play? But he kept showing up, and he hustled. He hustled back on plays. He got after the quarterback. He hit the quarterback. So, I mean, those two guys right off the bat looked like they were impressive to me. And then, obviously, the catch by Greg Salas is a guy, you know, at a position right now where they're looking for playmakers. I mean, that type of a catch, you can't help but notice.
What did you learn as you watched Chip Kelly's offense? They did some no huddle. They huddled up. They, you know, they got plays off quickly. Had a lot of success moving the football, scored some early points. What'd you think?
Well, I thought, you know, on the one touchdown drive that Nick Foles took him down on, you know, in that hurry-up style, and that's not as fast as they can play. They can play faster than that. I thought they had great rhythm. And with that rhythm, it kept New England off balance. And so you just saw, like, the steady gains, the conversions. I just thought it was well executed. And what you saw was, you know, even with Nick Foles pulling it down and running, I mean, he's not going to do that often. If he does it, you know, one time on Thursday night against Carolina, that'd probably be the most. But in that one run, it keeps that one unblocked player, keeps him honest. And that's what this whole thing is designed to do.
Matt Barkley, 11 of 22, 103 yards, a touchdown pass. Not bad for the kid.
I would agree. And look, every single rookie that went out there, you know the nerves were there. You know, and so he's watching Mike Vick play, he's watching Nick Foles play, and they're all having some success. But I didn't get the feeling that he was nervous. I thought he attacked down the field. He missed a couple throws. He had a couple drops. But what you saw was you see a guy that loves to play the game. You know, and he got his touchdown pass in there. He got the two-point conversion. He had some success. And it's clear that even in a very short period of time, he knows where to go with the ball. Like, he's very decisive, and that's what he always was. At modern day, that's what he was at USC.
How do you see Mike Vick, Nick Foles?
Well, I mean, I think that it's still very, very tight. You know, obviously Mike came out and he played very well. He was sharp early. He only played 10 snaps, so it's very, very limited. But, you know, what I like is, okay, in the first game, you know, there was no ball handling mistakes. You know, Nick did get the ball knocked out of his hands, you know, on one occasion, you know, an open-handed type play that had to be reviewed. But for the most part, I thought they did a good job of taking care of the football. And I think that's something that you've always seen from Chip Kelly. His quarterbacks are going to take care of the football.
Brian, the tackling was poor for the defense, everybody acknowledging that. So how do you make it better if you are not going to tackle in practice?
Well, I mean, I think you have to, it's got to be emphasized. You know, whatever drills they have, there'll be drills for it now, Dave. Like, they may not tackle 11-on-11 team periods, but it's going to be emphasized heavily. And really, tackling is, there is technique to it, but more than that, it's want to. Like, you got to go want to wrap people up. And so, I mean, I put up the tape, and I'd watch missed tackles and guys leaving their feet and ducking their head and all the fundamental errors, and you just have to point that stuff out, and you have to make guys extremely conscious of it to the point where this is completely unacceptable, and you can't play if you're on the ground or you're missing tackles.
Week two of the preseason is here. The Carolina Panthers are next. We'll get you covered from here all the way through Thursday's game at Lincoln Financial Field. Brian Baldinger, thanks for joining us in studio today on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.